listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. I had the pleasure of chatting with Heidi Vanner, coordinator of Tourism Sutton, about a recent project that highlights the work of Sutton artists and adds a little bit of color to the center of the village of Sutton. So Heidi, when residents, locals, or visitors enter the town of Sutton, they are now presented with 15 banners on Main Street. From my understanding, the banners were an initiative on part of Tourism Sutton, which you serve as general coordinator. Can you please start off by telling our listeners what these banners are exactly and what they highlight?
Well, basically, it's banners with paintings or sculptures that the artists of Sutton did, because we have a lot of artists in Sutton, we have museums, we have a lot of culture, and nothing represented our artists. So we had this idea of trying to find a way to show them to the population, because they have so much beautiful artwork that we found that putting them on the banners was the best way. So when you drive into Sutton, on the right side of the street, on the basically it's like the lamppost, there is the banner, and in the end, it was 30 artists that were chosen. Some are painting, some are sculptures, and we just put their name with the website, and on the website, you actually can find all the artists that participated in that project, if you want to kind of, you know, see what there is and everything, with their email to contact them.
Awesome. Now, how did this project come together exactly? How did the ball start rolling? From my understanding, Tourism Sutton collaborated with different groups and individuals in the community to make it happen.
Yeah, it actually all started with my CA. I actually have a CA of 10 people, and we have little committees, and one of the committees, the cultural committee, and we're saying, how can we actually show these artists to everyone, you know, visitors, the people in town? And it was like, oh, maybe we could use the banners and put it in the winter, because in the winter what happens, I don't really have banners to put up, so it kind of, you know, there's always the same ones. So we thought it would be a good idea to start this project, and it was with Gaëtan Boulet and Brigitte Normandin that are also on my CA, and between us we're like, okay, that would be a good idea, let's contact all these artists and see if they respond. So I ended up sending out, like, oh my God, over 60 emails, even more than that, to all these artists, and they actually responded very positively with, like, sending me paintings and sculptures and all these pictures of the beautiful artwork that they did. So from that point, we're like, okay, awesome, the project is going to work. So, you know, what's the next step? We have to choose. Like, and I was like, okay, I can't choose. And, you know, obviously, Gate and Brigitte couldn't choose, because some artists, you can actually recognize their works. So I really wanted someone from the outside that did know. We wanted it to be fair, basically. So that's when we said, well, we could ask Marie-Claude Klaas, who is the cultural agent from the town of Sutton. And I actually approached my merchants and just asked them. I said, who would like to be on the committee to choose these banners? And Anne Lord from Urbain Deschamps accepted. So it was basically, that's how the project came to life. It was on my CA with Brigitte and Gaëtan, the rest of the CA, just chatting on how we can, you know, promote our local artists. It's a bit like that the project came to life. And by sending out the emails and getting that awesome response, and then we just went on with it and went to, you know, they had an evaluation grid in the end. So it was like, they didn't know the artwork was numbered, so nobody knew who was who. It was, you know, really fair. And
yeah, so it made it more fair. And do you know how many artists submitted proposals in the end? Do you know how many people you had that were interested?
Well, I had, like I said, we ended up with 15 banners, and each banner has two different pictures on each side. So that's for sure 30 pieces of artwork. Some of the artists come, like Normandin won a couple of times. There's a few that have, like, I think I'm thinking of Roy. He also, I think his three pictures also won. But like I said, I sent out more than 30 emails. And I have to say, like, they all sent me at least three pieces of artwork each. I had over 60, I think it was up to 75 choices that we had or something.
Oh, wow. So you had a lot to choose from. That must have been a hard decision.
Well, that's why we went with an evaluation grid that was numbered. So it was really easy. They would take the painting or whatever, we'll call it the picture for this. I printed everything out. And they basically said, okay, does it respect, there was like five questions and they had to put 1 to 5. and whoever had the highest number in the end were chosen.
I was going to ask you, how long will these banners remain on Main Street? Is there a specific time period for that?
Yes, there is a specific time period. That was also part of the idea. Like I said earlier, I don't have much banners to put up in the winter. From the moment that the fall festival ends with Mount Sutton, which is around Thanksgiving in October, we don't have anything to put except, like, they had these winter ones, and they're over 10 years old, so, you know, they needed to be refreshed. So it would basically be from mid-October to the month of May. Okay. After that, in the summer, all the festival stars and all the events, so I have plenty of other banners to put up. But it was really that the season, like the fall, winter, spring, where there's not much going on for festivals, there wasn't nothing colorful in town, so that's basically why we thought of that project. And it's actually three seasons. It touches three seasons, which is awesome because there's quite a bit of time and such.
Yeah, just adds a little bit of pizzazz to the center of town a little.
Yeah, a bit of color and joy, and it's nice to walk down and see all the different pictures and paintings. And it's, you know, a lot of it, some is abstract, some is really, like, you know it's a nice, there's a nice cow or a horse. So it's nice. It's very, very different and very colorful.
Now, will the project, what I'm curious about is, will the project continue with a rotation of other banners showcasing different artists perhaps in the future?
Well, maybe not right away next year, because, I mean, it's a nice banner and I'd like to be able to reuse it a few times. Yeah. But now that I've gotten all these artists really excited about it, and some other people that were like, oh, you forgot to contact me, and, you know, it wasn't because I wanted to, it's just, it happened that, you know, we had so many emails that we got the help from Offset to find all these emails. I might have missed it. But it's not because I didn't want to forget about them. So, of course, if in the future, maybe not next winter, but for sure the project, if I have enough people interested, there's definitely something that, yes, I'll do again. For sure, because I didn't think that people would be so excited about sending me all their artwork. So definitely, if there are other artists that hear about it and want to do something like that, definitely there will be something else. And what I can do until we do that, I'm more than open, you know, to add them to our website, because we actually have this nice place now on our website where we put all pictures of all the different artists, artwork basically, with their email, so you can find them. So even if they weren't in the project or they weren't chosen, they can be on the website. And in the future, if I have enough people, and of course if the money is there, we'll definitely do something again like that, or you know, maybe something different for a different season, or find a different way to show them around town.
Yeah, so it's almost like you have a directory for the artists that are in the area.
Yes, well, now with what I did, it actually gave me a nice directory. And with, like I said earlier, with the help of Offset Jeune and Tour des Arts, they already had a lot of contacts, so that really helped to try to get the maximum of people to participate. It's only Sutton artists that were that received an email for the project, since it was, the banners are in the town of Sutton. We really wanted to promote our local artists, because a lot of them, people don't know about them. They're just, you know, they're not in the Tour des Arts. They don't necessarily have their artwork in other art galleries. So by, you know, helping them to show their artwork, well, it helps them to be known. It's really nice. I actually discovered a whole bunch of people that I didn't know that were painters, and a lot of retired people that actually have that time to do beautiful paintings of Sutton and everything. So it was really nice to discover all that beautiful work.
Yeah. Now, you're mentioning to me the importance, you know, in highlighting the work of artists in the area. Some may not take part in galleries. They might be more like smaller artists who don't have their work showcased as much. But what sort of impact do you hope it has on the community? What do you hope people who see these banners, what do you hope that they take from them at the end?
Well, it's actually just to, you know, to help people to discover all these wonderful artists that we have. It's to put a bit of color in town and, you know, make people smile, you know, just, you know, during, have a walk down Main Street, it's like, oh, that's pretty, just to notice something new. Because again, we have all these artists that people know about, but then there's the ones that we don't know as much about. So It's only for people to have something nice to look at and make her, you know, downtown look even prettier. I find that, you know, they're not, we don't talk about them enough. You know, we do have the art galleries, but I find that we talk about a lot of stuff in Sutton, but often our artists, maybe not as much. So it was a nice way to able to help them promote their work and then have a nice spot on our website if ever some people want to contact them, if they want to sell their artwork or have people over and show more of their artwork that they do. So it was, you know, it was just like a kind gesture just to help them be out there.
Awesome. It sounds like a great project. Those are all the questions that I had for you, Heidi, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions.
We maybe didn't talk about it, but this project happened because of the help of the town with a special project from the budget of 2022. I presented this special project to the town, and I got, you know, the project was adopted in the budget of 2022.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also had, it's important to mention it, that they did help with that. Yeah, if not, that project could have never happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great.
So it was nice to be able to have the help from the town budget-wise.
All right. Thank you so much, Heidi, again.
Okay, thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
Don't be shy to do anything else. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.